Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Pat McDonough from Supermax about a myriad of issues, and we'll be looking at new credit cards with constantly changing CVV numbers, the numbers at the back of the card, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, if my voice can hold out. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the recent surge in profit of Irish banks amid heightened interest rates globally may mask some of the challenges that lenders face before the sector's turn in fortunes, according to the Central Bank of Ireland's Deputy Governor Sharon Donnery. For the last 10 years, regulators had concerns about low profitability in the banking sector and the sustainability of its business models. And while the changed interest rate environment has led to high profitability in recent years, it has not necessarily made bank business models any more sustainable, Ms. Donnery said at an event hosted by the Banking and Payments Federation. Nor can higher rates be relied upon to indefinitely last into the future. The comments came hours after Bank of Ireland reported that its pre-tax profit rose 5% in the first half of the year to €1.1 billion, and the largest lender in the state by asset raised its full-year earnings forecasts. And we'll be speaking to the boss of PTSB live at 7:20. PC Mag reports that following the recent IT disaster, CrowdStrike shareholders are suing the cybersecurity company over its plummeting stock price. The Plymouth County Retirement Association, which bought shares in CrowdStrike, filed a security class action lawsuit against the Texas-based cybersecurity vendor, demanding it pay damages for the stock price losses. Prior to the outage last Friday week, CrowdStrike's stock had been trading at up to $390, but the price has since fallen to $232 per share. The Plymouth County Retirement Association now wants compensation over claims CrowdStrike deceived shareholders about its Falcon security software, which accidentally caused the outage, although a faulty update that bricked millions of PCs and servers. And Alan Healy in the Irish Examiner reports that the delivery firm Just Eat's first half earnings beat analyst estimates as the European food delivery firm works at trimming costs and improving operational efficiency. Adjusted EBITDA, which is a measure of profit, came in 42% higher at €203 million in the first 6 months of the year, the Amsterdam-based company said. That was above the €196 million average estimate. Just Eat's shares rose as much as 11%, the biggest intraday gain since November. And they were trading 9% higher in early trading. The food delivery company courier costs, which mainly include the cost of engaging workers through agencies and third-party delivery companies, decreased in the period.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.